Scotland government demands Boris open the borders to enrich society. By Virginia Hale on May 25, 2020. Scotland needs mass, low-skilled immigration to enrich society and grow the economy, according to the country's left-separatist government. Scottish Migration Minister Ben McPherson described the British government's immigration bill, which was voted through last week, as deeply worrying for the supposed restrictions it would put on low-wage, low-skill immigration to Scotland and the wider United Kingdom. "I don't use the phrase low-skilled as it's inaccurate and demeaning," the Scottish National Party, SNP, minister said, lauding what he described as the massive contribution of migrants to Britain's healthcare system during the coronavirus pandemic. "This crisis has shown migrants make a huge contribution not just to the economy, but to the enrichment of our society," he told the Daily Record. "There are some people, including some politicians, who have not appreciated the contribution of migrants in the past, but I think generally the public do," he said. "I think what this has shown is sometimes the UK government's perception of people's views on migration is not entwined with reality." Despite only 6% of Scots wanting to see more immigration to Scotland, where the population is now at a record high, McPherson went on to demand that Westminster draw up plans to allow Holyrood to meet the country's migration needs. "The new immigration system envisaged by the UK government is deeply worrying because it will stop us being able to staff our key sectors in the short term, and will hamper our economic growth in the medium term," he claimed. "In the longer term, our demographic challenges are stark. We have a declining birth rate, which means all our working age population growth has come from migration," he added, apparently not even considering Hungarian-style policies supporting more local people to have families as an option. A self-styled civic nationalist party, the pro-EU, pro-LGBT, Scottish National Party takes every opportunity to lobby for more immigration, including having called for Westminster to allow mass chain migration, so-called family reunion, so that non-European migrants can spend Christmas with family. Party leader and Scottish First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has repeatedly banged the drum for open borders, asserting that Scotland's most important national challenge is using mass migration to grow the country's population. "Contrary to the globalist leaders' claims that importing large numbers of migrants is a top priority and essential to the nation's economic prosperity, however, experts including Migration Watch UK warn that mass migration-driven boosts to GDP have a negative effect on ordinary people's standard of living. Likening the strategy to a Ponzi scheme, former UN Population Division Director Dr. Joseph Chamie has also written that the strategy boosts corporate profits at the expense of the environment and quality of life, as the profits from a larger population of consumers are privatized while the increased costs of crime, healthcare, and schooling are socialized. Economic growth requires population growth is the basic message that Ponzi demography wants the public to swallow. No mention is made of the additional profits they reap and the extra costs the public bears," the demographer said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.